12 minutes on the clock here as we are set to begin the fourth quarter here in Mount Washington. Bullet East on top of Shelby County tonight, 42-25, as we are moments away from the beginning of the fourth quarter. The Rockets have been plagued by injuries to a few of their key players on both sides of the ball tonight. They've had trouble stopping this Bullet East offense as well. Kessler in the shotgun takes a snap. He's going to throw this one down the seam, and it's complete to number 26, Cameron Brooks, who's going to be tackled at the Shelby County 25-yard line. In coverage is number 11, Jacob Smith, the 5'9 freshman defensive back in the secondary. We have a flag on the play. It looks like a flag down at the 5-yard line here of Bullet East, but they're going to call this against Shelby County, it looks like.
And Bullet East has got one down now.
There is I believe that's the receiver. That's Cameron Brooks for Bullet East down at the 25-yard line. Here's the indication from the head official, roughing the passer, personal foul against Shelby County. And so they'll add the penalty on to the end of that run, and that's going to put the Chargers down in the red zone.
First and goal from 11.
See where they mark it specifically, but he was brought down at the 25, so
12 and a half.
They'll take him down to, they'll mark him down inside the 15 at about the 12-yard line as they tend to Cameron Brooks on this near sideline with 11:50 to go. That was the first play of the fourth quarter, about an 86-yard play from scrimmage.
It was an excellent throw by Kessler. He might have had one step on it, put it out there, missed tackle. Who was at number 11 that ran him down?
Jacob Smith.
You know, Everson, one that ran Tyler Green down a while ago and talked about how fast he was. So Coach Shipley better get Edwards on the track team next year if he hadn't already.
First and 10 from the 12. Here's a handoff to Purdue up the middle. He refuses to be brought down as he fights through tackles, and he wrestled his way inside the 5. He's going to be spotted down just shy of the goal line at the 1, and Bullet East knocking on the door again.
I'll tell you what, that was assisting the runner. Big number 74 just had a hold of him and dragging him. You know, you've seen a lot of pushing. I mean, that time he had a hold of him and was pulling him toward the end zone.
First and goal from the 1. They'll hand it to Purdue. He'll be met in the backfield before falling forward. He's going to come up just short of the goal line, and they'll literally spot him down a step shy, about a foot shy of the goal line. They'll line it up again here on second and goal. Zach Kessler with two running backs to his right, one of them Purdue. They'll hand it to Purdue up the middle, and he will fall into the end zone for the touchdown. 48-25, and Bullet East is laying it on Shelby County right now with 10:51 left to go in the ballgame.
You know, the Rockets have looked flat this whole second half, and you wonder that injury right before halftime, the long delay, the long halftime. You know, just might be working on them a little bit.
Long way to go still in this ball game, but this Rocket defense especially has really struggled as the extra point kick is up from Foster and good, making it 49-25. 7 touchdowns tonight from the Bullet East offense. Rushes them out to the 24-point lead over Shelby County. We'll step away. This is Rocket Football on 93.3.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
49-25, Shelby County in a big hole here late in the game. 10:51 left to go in the ball game. Here's Foster's approach to the kick. This one's a grounder up the middle. Rockets bobble it, fall on it. Actually, Keon Stone picks it up. He's going to try and return this thing at the 30-yard line, but he'll be brought down after dancing around a few defenders. The Rockets continue to struggle with kickoff return. Granted, they haven't been given the traditional kickoff very often. Most of the kicks they've seen this year have been short, either in the air or on the ground, whether they were pop kicks or grounders, but still struggling on kickoff return. Tyler Drain comes back out to quarterback. Is that Tyler?
Not sure.
No, it isn't. I apologize. That's the junior quarterback.
That was Caleb.
Colin O'Hare.
Caleb Moorhead back in the game.
Moorhead back for this Rocket offense at running back. A nice run on first down as he gets out across the 35 to the 39-yard line. Second down and one. Going to run a little reverse here. This is Colin O'Hare to Clayton O'Donohue.
We got a late flag coming in from deep center field.
Flag down at the 45-yard line.
Back just threw that one from about the 30.
Let's see what the indication is here. Shelby County's looks like they're begging for something here. They're going to call another block in the back on the Rocket. Replay second down. So a lot of things have not gone the Rocket's way here in this ball game tonight. Combine that with a few injured players, you get a 49-25 score. Bullet East on top here with 10-11 left to go in the game. Alan O'Hare going to hand it off up the middle to Caleb Moorhead, and Shelby County is going to get whistled for a flag here.
Yeah, moving in the backfield.
They're actually going to call this an illegal shift, which means two guys are in motion at the same time before or at the snap. And that's what it is, an illegal shift on Shelby County. The penalty will be declined. That's a gracious move by Bullet East head coach Mark Sander. I don't understand it. I guess it brings up third down and long rather than second and really long. So they'll mark it down as the 32-yard line. Third down and nine. Clock running here with 9:57 to go. And all kinds of things going wrong for this offense. A high snap, bobbled, and O'Hare has to catch it and pretty well fall back inside the 25-yard line. And you can just kind of tell that this isn't the first team. Now O'Hare is down.
He had eight guys on him right then.
And the Shelby County training staff will come out to tend to the fallen Rocket quarterback. You could see him kind of waving for somebody to come out there. But you're right. It was a high snap that he lost up in the air above him. And then by the time he brought it down, several of the Bullet East defenders had him wrapped up and fell straight on top of him. Going to be fourth down and really long here, about 19 yards for the Rocket offense, trailing 49-25 with 9 minutes and 40 seconds left to play here in the ball game. As we're going to step away for a short break. They tend to another injured player on the field. You're listening to Rocket Football on 93.3 WXLN and WXLN.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Fourth down and about 19 yards here facing the Rocket offense. So they'll march out the senior punter, Josh Edwards, to kick this one away, trailing by 24 here in the fourth quarter, 49-25. Edwards stands at his own 10-yard line. Here's a good snap back, end-over-end punt.
Oh,
land down at the 40-35. A big Shelby County bounce down to the 20 of Bullet East.
And Shelby County coaching staff is just livid over there. Josh Edwards got knocked to the ground. I'm not sure it had been the 15-yard, but he did get hit.
Well, that Rocket coaching staff has probably had a few calls that they've seen tonight that they didn't have go their way, that frustration's probably mounting a little bit here, but 49-25 score. Bullet East well out front. 9:25 left to play here in the ball game. Kessler going to keep the fake handoff on the read, and he'll get out to the 30-yard line, about a 10-yard gain, maybe a little more than 10, but they'll give him the first down.
Rockets have got several, what we call white jerseys, guys that you don't see out there very often on Friday night. Getting some reps in.
Jacob Smith, notably in the secondary, the freshman defensive back. Brendan Durr in on the defensive line. Ryan Johns in there still. Connor Dean, here's a pass down the seam, and this one's complete to Cameron Brooks. He'll cut across the field, and he is gone. Cameron Brooks takes it 70 yards on the pitch and catch, and Bullet East just having a day. And Zach Kessler, the quarterback, boy, he's had quite a day as well.
He's just picking the ball up, throwing it out to these athletes and letting them run.
8:48 left to go in this one, and Chargers lead it 55-25.
They're starting to take a little 0-4 frustration out.
This is the kind of nightmare that Coach Todd Shipley did not want to play out, as Foster is on for her extra point try. Her eighth try of the night is up and good. She's been perfect on the night. And Bullet East has been altogether pretty darn well perfect. They lead 56-25 with 8:48 left to play. This is Rocket Football on 93.3.
Welcome to the unmatched strength of the residential and commercial zero-turn riders from Cub Cadet. Welcome to powerful choices like premium Kohler or Kawasaki engines, fabricated or stamped cutting decks, lap bar, or advanced steering wheel control. Welcome to a new muscular cutting system, the Cub Cadet Signature Cut. Cub Cadet, welcome to Strongsville. Test drive a Cub Cadet zero-turn rider today at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, located in Shelbyville, where you'll find expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because, as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Here's the kickoff from Foster down to about the 25-yard line. This one again on the ground, picked up by Connor Dean. He'll bring it back out to the 38-yard line, and Shelby County's offense will walk back out. You can kind of read the emotion in the way Shelby County brought their offense out there. Just a slow walk out to the huddle. Keon Stone, it looks like, will be the quarterback. He wears number 22. Obviously, he's a running back for this team, but this is the third quarterback that Shelby County's had to use tonight, with Drain and Colin O'Hare both going down with injuries. And so it appears we're going to see a bit of the triple option with Keon Stone calling the plays. And you got to be kidding. Here's another Shelby County player on the ground. My goodness. What is going on tonight?
I don't know, but officials were yelling for medical on both teams to get out there quickly, and they've already summoned the paramedics from the end zone.
They're going to call the ambulance out here again, just like that. And I'm not down there. We're not down there, but I think whoever that is, they were out cold.
I think you're right. The way the officials sort of went down to give him a shake like, "You're all right," I don't think he responded, and they waved everybody out real quick.
And they gave the signal again.
Very quickly.
Very quickly for an ambulance. My goodness, folks, this has been just a terrible a night, if there ever was one, for this Rocket football team. We've seen the ambulance out here once already. The player was removed by the Bullitt County EMS. We've seen Tyler Drain, the quarterback. He's out with an injury, we assume, for the rest of this one. We've seen the backup quarterback, Colin O'Hare. He left the game with what we think might be a stinger, something with a shoulder, a collarbone. And Keon Stone now comes in at quarterback to try to guide the ship through the fourth quarter. And here we are on first down after the Bullitt East score, and the first play is another Shelby County player on the ground at the 40-yard line. And, boy, just a weird feeling about how things have gone down here tonight.
Yeah, you know, this one's right in front of us. There didn't appear to be a vicious hit, you know, anything like that. It's just a regular football play, so not really sure what went off.
Injured player on the field for Shelby County, and they're tending to him, and we assume they're going to send another ambulance here to remove him from the field. But It's with a lot of regret and a lot of hurt that we make this next announcement. Most of you on social media or watching the news may have already learned this, that the former Shelby County basketball star and former UK Wildcat star basketball player Charles Hurt tragically passed away from a long battle with cancer tonight at the age of 55. Charles Hurt was a Shelby County native. Played for the Wildcats until 1983, played in 124 games for the University of Kentucky, for a long time was the all-time leading scorer in basketball for Shelby County Rockets basketball, was a sixth-round pick in the NBA, the 1983 NBA draft by Milwaukee, and probably most notably, Charles Hurt served our country in the United States Army. Our thoughts and our sympathies and our condolences and prayers are with the family and close friends tonight of Charles Hurt. The Shelby County Rocket Nation is at a great loss, and we mourn his passing and send our best to the family of Charles Hurt. Bullet East High School tonight, 56-25 is our score, as we've got another injured player down on the field here with 8:28 left in the game. And my goodness, the Rockets have been plagued tonight by several injuries and just some bad luck.
I agree, and
just a weird kind of night. The Rockets now, if you add it up, we've had about four guys with significant injuries tonight that, is really, you know, it's really going to make the next few weeks, curious and interesting to see, what faces are going to be moved around and filled in and shuffled to make things work. You know, with the momentum this team had before tonight, it's going to be up to Todd Shipley now to find that combination here for the next week or two or 3 weeks, or maybe even into the end of the year, to mix in some guys that maybe haven't seen as much playing time to this point, as others. And that's what injuries do.
You know, Tom, to these two injuries, we might as well say it, you know.
Yeah.
They're going off in the ambulance, so they are going to be out a few weeks.
Yeah.
Hopefully their careers are not ended.
Yeah.
You know, anytime something's so severe where a player gets this much attention, of course, his future, you know, is much more important than the next game.
Absolutely.
But in football perspective, the Rockets are going to be a little shorthanded next week.
Mm-hmm. And Nick Edwards and the rest of the staff will have to evaluate some of these guys who are number two, number three, maybe even number four on the depth chart and say, hey, how can these guys help us win football games?
I tell you what, knowing the men are on the sideline over there, and it goes to say for most coaches' staff, and I don't know both coaches' staffs in this family.
Sure.
Their number one concern as soon as this game's over is the two guys that left the field in the ambulance.
Sure.
And those other ones are hobbled over there. But, you know, that's going to be what their number one concern is the prognosis of these two kids. And hopefully everything's going to be okay.
If you're out there tonight, you're listening to this game, say a prayer or two for these young men who have decided they wanted to have a little fun and play football with their brothers. Hopefully everything's okay, and this is just a precaution, and we'll get these young men back to full strength here before too long. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Rocket Football on Power 93.3 WXLN.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Rice WXLN programming. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Back here in Mount Washington, and come to take one of our guys away. And if you can hear the applause from the home crowd here on the home sideline, just a tough situation. And
it just really brings the mood down of everybody for the concerns, the kids, and, you know, 8:30 to go. Let's just hope we can get this thing over with and get out of here.
Both teams will do the drill once again, where everybody's going to kind of get out and get the blood flowing and get moving again. And 56-25 score, Bullet East on top. Both teams are kind of moseying around here. We're going to get back to action here just in a moment. We've got second down and 10 for the Rockets from their own 40-yard line. Keon Stone is the signal caller now for Shelby County. Brandon Davis comes in motion. They'll fake the sweep to him, hand it up to Connor Dean. He'll get around the left side. He's got some room to run into Bullet East territory over the 40 and over the 35. He'll be marked out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. About a 30-yard run there for Connor Dean, wearing number 33 tonight. 5'9", 180-pound linebacker and running back for this Rocket team. Clock is moving here, under 8 minutes to go. Stone is at quarterback. Brendan Durr, the fullback, they'll hand it off on an inside handoff to Brandon Davis here, coming to the near sideline. He's got room inside the 20, at the 15, and out of bounds. And that's another first down run for Shelby County.
John, it almost looked like the same play, but opposite sides. They're running a little misdirection back there in the backfield. The old cross buck back in my old days.
Is that what they call it?
Is that what they call it?
So first down here at the 15-yard line. Stone in at quarterback. Brendan Durr, the fullback. They still have Brandon Davis, Connor Dean in at both slots. Davis comes in motion to the near side. They'll fake the sweep to him. Stone going to roll out to his left. He'll toss it over to Durr, incomplete, over Durr's head. That'll bring up second and 10.
That was a little rollout. I'd give Coach Edwards a little credit to try a little razzle-dazzle there. About the only place he could throw it was over Brendan's head.
Oh, the rule is on the running clock, but we've got one here with a 31-point lead for Bullet East. So 6:22 left in the game. Stone pitches it out to Connor Dean around the left side on a sweep. Get up at the line of scrimmage before being brought down close to the 15-yard line. Not sure if he got much. He may have got down for a yard to the 14.
I don't know if it was a decision by the officials to request with everything going on tonight. So close to the end that just to get this thing over. Interesting to see how that's transpired.
5:35 and the clock moving here. Rockets trying to get one in the end zone here. They'll fake the sweep to Davis, give it on the inside, handoff to Connor Dean. He's around the left side. He'll have the first down out of bounds, down inside the 10. Like he'll be about the seven or 6 yard line, and it'll be first and goal for Shelby County with about 5 minutes here in the fourth quarter. 56-25. Keon Stone in at quarterback. Tyler Drain no longer in the game, as he was injured earlier in the game. They'll put this one in the hands of Stone on the quarterback keeper. And did he break the plane of the end zone? He got down there close to the goal line, but they're going to mark him just shy on first down. And so Shelby County knocking on the door here with 4:20 left to play in the ball game, down 56-25. Second down and goal from the one. Stone going to keep it up the middle. He's in for the touchdown. Keon Stone runs it in for a 1 yard touchdown run for the Rockets here with 3:44 left to go in this one.
I was going
to
go ahead and just kick one here instead of going for two.
Edwards will walk on for the extra point kick.
Yeah, it's just another part of the unusual night with the running clock, you know, with 8 minutes to go, 31 point lead.
Kick is up and no good from Edwards, and James Bradley holding the kick, and just all kinds of things have kind of gone, and the running clock is now under 3 minutes to go, and I'm not so sure that after this kickoff, we'll keep it here for the time being, but this clock's going to probably run down somewhere close to the end of the ball game by the time this this kick is returned and put back down on the ground. 2:35 and the clock moving and the score 56-31. Want to say thanks again to all of you who have stuck with us through a tough night to be a Rockets fan. Just a tough football game. The news of the passing of Charles Hurt, the Shelby County and Kentucky Wildcat great. Just a bad and tough evening. for the blue and gold family. Clock is at 1:36 here on the moving clock. Edwards is going to take a three-step run at the ball and kick it all the way down to the goal line. They'll run this one out. This is Hunter Perdue on the return.
Flag
gets all the way out to the 35-yard line and gets some extracurricular after the whistle activity, but a flag down. Clock's still moving, so even with this penalty, I think we're almost home here and wrapping this one up. Flag here, the indication from the head official, going to be holding on the return team. With under a minute here now on the running clock, they haven't just now put the ball down, and they won't blow this whistle until after the clock's under 40, so they don't necessarily have to run another play, but looks like they'll line up for one more here. Kessler in the backfield in the shotgun, takes the snap, will run it up the middle. He's going to be tackled by Clayton O'Donohue for about a 5-yard gain, and I think that's pretty well going to do it for this one. 15 seconds, clock running. Both teams walking to their sidelines tonight to go back to midfield and do the age-old tradition of walking across and patting each other on the hat and shaking hands in a respectful manner. And a lot of respect for this Bullet East football team tonight as they win it 56-31 over Shelby County here in Mount Washington. This has been Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3 WXLN.
This has been Rockets Football on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy, your hometown sports station for the Rockets. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com.